Okay, how are we all doing today? Baruch Hashem, been a nice week, but I want to say some words that yesterday we heard at a Levaya, maybe just add a little bit of a spin to it to fit the parasha. This week, we read about Aaron Akoe. He's one of the featured speakers in this week, where he was somewhat depressed in the beginning of the parasha because he saw all the Nesiim bring Korbanos last week, and he didn't bring. So Aaron HaKohen is given the reward of the menorah. So that's number one. And then it's Vayazkein Aaron al Mulpnei HaMenorah Elo Nerosek Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And Aaron brought it just the way it was commanded by Hashem through Moshe. And Rashi says, why does that have to tell us that Aaron brought it the way he was told? You know why? Says the Halakha Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Lahagid Shvachu Shel Aaron. To tell us the praise of Aaron HaKohen. Shalosh Shina. Because it didn't deviate. What was the godless of Aaron HaKohen? Aaron just did what he was supposed to do. And somebody told him to take out the garbage, Truma Sadashin, he took out the garbage. Somebody told him to light the menorah in a particular fashion, he lit the menorah in a particular fashion. Aaron's godless at this particular juncture was that he started the menorah without changing. Fract everybody Akasha. Yashakayach. I have a lot of kids in this yeshiva. We have 300 and something kids, right? Some of them do what they're told. Not all. Some try to, you know, get away with things. You know, the two kids in the class, could you imagine this morning what they tried to do? They have, their shir was going out to play softball, so they came to davening in sweat clothing. But look at those. But really, 20 kids did what they were supposed to do. They came and dressed in school clothing. Ah, gevaldik! What's so gevaldik about them? That they didn't change their ways, that they didn't deviate from the school's norms. This is a milah. Everybody does this. We'd be in the chumash if this were the case, no? I would hope. I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, whatever. Sometimes it's hard to do what you're told. Anyway, so what's pshat in this milah of Aaron HaKohen? So the Sfas Emes explains the following way in Rabbi Simon Sefer. What was the praise heaped upon Aaron HaKohen? L'hagid shvachu shel Aaron, shelo shina, hainu, she'asa ma'isa mitzvah kol yom of chayev bikavana v'rotzon echad. Wasn't pshat that he just did the mitzvah in the same way, the same fashion that he did it the first time. But he did it with the same alacrity. He did it with the same passion. He did it with the same excitement the first time he did it. She'betchila mis'or l'tov. Generally, call it kiderikol. And what's the normal passion of a person? Kiderikol adam shebetchilim is or latov. Initially, oh, it's going to be the year, right? Very often, at the beginning of the year, you know, you come with your notebooks and your pens and your papers, and you're all, this is going to be the year. Acher kach nishkachimenu. But by the time October rolls around, you know, the first two pages, oh, I always say every year, right? I walk around, I have this chus of walking around. I said, if their learning would go on like it would on September 1st, every day of the year, we would be producing Gedolim B'Yisrael. Gedolim! And that would be, there would be so many of them. Ella what? It's very hard to maintain the same level of excitement the second day as you did the first day, Kal v'chomer the third day, Kal v'chomer ben Benosha, Kal v'chomer the fourth day, and Halavai Vayter, it becomes very difficult. Va'emes. We always need to come up with newfangled ways of creating excitement, a new ischadshus. Right? We're always looking for new ways. One of the biggest discussions we always have in the Rebbe's room every single year is, what's the mesechta we're going to learn next year? I'm always excited about the mesechta we're learning this year. What do we learn next? V'emes, ki as pilus harishon hu ha-mufcher. The first one's the best. Zos namar Aaron, that's what we say about Aaron HaKohen. Shaloshin, he didn't deviate. Umamela balo tamid hasagos chadashos. Therefore, he always had new visions, new moments of inspiration, because he was always driving in that particular fashion to enable him to grow. He never veered, he never deviated, not just in the way in which, not just in the actualization of the way he did the mitzvah, but also in the same level of excitement that he did the mitzvah. Always new. The intent is that the same passion, Rabbi Simon explains, the same passion that he had the first time, he continued doing it. We know we always say the famous vart, very famous vart. Shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayei, lachzis beno Hashem, ulevakir vehecholom. What do we say? Shifti beveis Hashem. I want to dwell in the house of Hashem, a yoshev, all of the days of my life. Lachzos benoam, to see the sweetness. Ulevakir, and to visit beheicholom. Nu, what's the inherent contradiction? What's the inherent contradiction? On the one hand, we're asking what? We want to sit and dwell we want to sit and dwell in the home of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, we want to be a visitor. So what's pshat, a visitor or dwell? So I once heard as a joke from somebody who spent the Shabbos, whatever it was, his weekend in the King David Hotel. So he said, the word is like this. Yeah, I want to live, you know, my whole life in the house of God, but I'll be treated like a guest at the King David Hotel. You know, so that would be nice. But what do we really want? We want, what's a guest? A guest has a certain excitement. It's new. It's chadshus, your guest. When you live in a place for a long time, all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do the same thing day in, day out, right? You're home. There's no sense of excitement. You woke up this morning on a beautiful bed. Do we get excited? No. Why? Because I woke up yesterday in a beautiful bed. And the day before in a beautiful bed. You don't realize your parents made a beautiful bed. They made linens for you and all that other stuff, right? We don't recognize sometimes that that is, you know, the godless. Levakir beheichalo. No, we want to live in the house of God, but be like a visitor. That each and every day we should be like a visitor, that we're born with the same excitement we had yesterday, we have today. Aaron Cohen was that mensch. I want to share with you the following. Again, yesterday I went to the Levayah of David Kamenetsky. I was surprised that nobody said this, because Rabbi Kamenetsky quoted this to me so many times in his life. And I was zocher recently that my son Moshe Yehuda put on tefillin in February. And we put it on Vasikin at the Kosel. And I had three people who came for the tefillin, besides the immediate family. One of them was Rabbi Kamenetsky's father, right? Because that's what he did, you know. Ooh, a boy's putting on tefillin, how can I not be there? And this is the bracha that he gave to my son, along with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other boys. Listen to this bracha. And this is the godless of Aaron HaKohen. He says to him the following: the same excitement you put on the tefillin today, the first day you put on tefillin, you should have that same excitement each and every day you put on your tefillin. We all put on tefillin every day. Well, not the women who listen to the shiur, but all the men who, hopefully, all the men who put on, everybody who puts on their tefillin every day. So you slap them on, you slap them off. What a schus we have. Aaron Cohen is the one who recognizes that each and every day is a new opportunity, and therefore it's not that I'm just repeating what I did yesterday. I have an opportunity to do a new mitzvah today with the same enthusiasm and the same excitement I did yesterday. This is the praise of Aaron Cohen. This is the praise of Rav David Kamenetsky. It's not my place to be maspidim. I only knew him through Rabbi Kamenetsky, but I had the schus. Every time he did something, it was the same. You know how many times he went to bar mitzvahs? They talked about yesterday at the Spadim that he went to a different bar mitzvah. You know, every Shabbos he would try to figure out a way to go to 2-3 bar mitzvahs. How could you do that? So, I'll never forget. You know, I was going to hockey games. I go to hockey games. It's part of my job. So, and I like hockey too. But like after a while, a March game in, a game in January, you know, whatever it is, a regular season game, it's very hard to watch, I'll be honest with you. So I once said to the coach, how do you get up for each and every game? So he looks at me and goes, for that kid, it's the first. Right? For that kid. So he goes, I do it for him. So if you're not doing it for you, it's easy. Oh, so that's the secret of Aaron Cohen, because he knew he wasn't doing it for himself. It's the same thing. Yeah, but look, I get an opportunity to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So David Kamenetsky was zealous. How did he go to all these bar mitzvahs? Because for that kid, it was the first time. So they came with the same excitement. For each kid, he felt, oh, this was the most special thing in the world for me. This is the most special thing. Just one last word. The Kedushas Levi says something unbelievable. And I think that not only this was echoed a number of years ago, I think Rabbi Sachs said this at the Chabad Shluchim Conference, whatever they call it, that beautiful event they do in November each and every year. There is a big machlokas in the Gemara in Shabbos as to what exactly is the mitzvah of lighting the candles of Hanukkah. Is it to be lit? I should use that expression anymore, right? Is the mitzvah to light or is it to be lit? Right? That is the machlokes as to what is the nature of the mitzvah. To light or that it should be lit? Lanuach or is it to light? Right? I can't find it in here right now. But that seems to be the machlokas that is well known. Anyway, so based on this, he says like this. What's the mitzvah? Is it to light or it to be lit? So He says that really there's no machlokes between the two. I forgot who we quoted. I can't find it right now in front of me. Really, there's no machlokes. The mitzvah is to light. The mitzvah is to light. But sometimes, and then it's to remain lit. But sometimes, when you're lit your whole life, yeah, it diminishes. That's got to reignite it. You always have to have that sense of excitement. That sense of excitement should never diminish. Aaron HaKohen's godless who teaches us to light the menorah was that he lit the menorah each and every day the same way he did it. Not the same manner, but the same way. He shows us that the hardest part of a Jew is to repeat today what I did yesterday with the same enthusiasm. We like new things. His chadshus. Yes, one should mischadish things within their lives, but all of these mitzvos, which we have repetitious each and every day, the godless is when you're able to be excited about it the second time, like the first time, the third time, the second time. And then if one does that, they'll be able to grow to enormous heights. This is the praise heaped upon Aaron HaKohen. So Aaron HaKohen gets this praise, Halavai. I saw this by Rav David Kamenetsky. This Vart should be an Eloy of his neshama. I'm sure he's learning up in Shemayim that each and every time we learn something, we should add on to it, that it's not just the same as yesterday, but it's a new opportunity for us to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're not repeating it, but with a new enthusiasm. Zayin Gezeiten Shtark, have a wonderful Shabbos.